skills have on everything that you do. And letting yourself know that it's not going to be something where it's profoundly different. It's just going to be taking the steps that are known that will get.
All right, you froze just at the last second there. So you're saying it's the Couch to 5K is taking the necessary steps that you know will get you to where you want to go. If you don't have a sports psychologist helping you, how do you know what those few steps are? Like, how do you choose a goal mentally?
So if you don't know a sports psychologist or not working with one and you just want to do it yourself, it's the same as the breathing. Ask yourself, what is it that I'm doing that's more effective and less effective? So if I'm throwing a punch and I breathe in, wow, that felt really weird and it felt like kind of off and I don't think I want to do that again. Well, if I tell myself something that's not working for myself or have an image of myself failing, that's probably not going to feel very right. So it's kind of looking at those things and asking yourself, when I do have those best fights, when I have my best practice ever, when I have the times when I was just the most into everything, when I look at that and I had the most fun, what was different mentally that I was doing? And then try and follow those things the best you can and really giving yourself credit for every little piece that you do that is getting you where you want to be. The credit you get and the validity you give yourself, you know, validating all of the different things that you've done, that ultimately is going to be the first step of getting off the couch.
And so if people are going to start working with a sports psychologist, what are the benefits to working with a professional versus, you know, just trying to feel it out on your own?
Was the question what is better, working with a professional versus just feeling
down
on your own?
No, not what's better. What are the specific advantages to having a sports psychologist work with you? Like, what is it that a sports psychologist does to help a person along?
Oh, okay. So it's knowing exactly how to identify the skills, how to make sure that the skills are developing in a fashion, and subjectively is going to be a lot of what you kind of build towards it. As you were talking about the diary, it's somebody you can know it's going to be in, you know, an unbiased opinion with incredibly personal information. You can find all of the things you'll learn about sports psychology if you just kind of look at it and Google it a little bit. I mean, imagery, self-talk, goal setting, focus, attention, awareness, arousal regulation, which includes relaxation and amping yourself up. So you can find all of those things, and you can find brilliant ways to work on them. And I would highly suggest you do that before even working with a sports psychologist, because if you work with a sports psychologist and the first part is just education, well, you've just wasted a whole lot of time that you could have done the reading on your own and already known all of these things. So I think that when it really comes down to the sports psychologist, it is so specific to you, it is so personal, and for every single person it'll be different and unique the way you work on different things. And trying to get that kind of all plugged in together is what you would work with a sports psychologist with. And then working on those skills alone, learning about them, reading about them, understanding how they are personal to you and how to change them, those are all things you can do by yourself just by reading, just by getting it. There's a book called Mindset, and again, unfortunately, the author is failing me, but it is a very, very good book about the different aspects of creating for yourself a mental training program. So it's basically building a mind gym, a gym within your mind where you practice these things. And taking the time, like you said, it's so hard. Even 10 minutes a day to force yourself to focus on mental skills seems like climbing a mountain, because it doesn't seem like something you would have to work on. But the more you do it and the more you build it into your repertoire and the things that you're doing as a routine to train, the better and better it's going
to
become.
And how would you advise someone on how to pick a sports psychologist? I mean, obviously there's the option of like, Jim is here at 3 p.m. at Planet Fitness to be my personal trainer versus people who go find a personal trainer they have a rapport with. Is it difficult to choose between sports psychologists, or does it make a difference whether you get on with them well, or is it a very professional relationship like the way that you would have, you know, like a a more traditional psychologist or anything like that? How do you pick a sports psychologist for yourself?
And I might be biased in my answer for this one because I am a clinical psychologist as well, but I would say that you approach it the same way you would approach a psychologist, which is to say that the most important thing that you can find is the relationship you have with them. If you don't feel that they genuinely are honestly trying to get you better and trying to get you to where you're going and remember you each time they see you and remember what you're working on and different things, without big reminders, I think that if there's anything that feels off with your relationship, anything at all, even if it's just a personality conflict, I would say switch immediately. Most research, almost all research shows whether you're a therapist, a social worker, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, it doesn't matter what type of therapy it is. If you do not have a good relationship with that person, you have a 30% chance of any sort of success. If you have good relationship with them, if you feel like they're genuinely invested and honestly trying to get you to where you want to be and they really seem like they're a good fit, well, you have a 70% success rate. And that is taking out of all of the variables how much credentialing they have, how much experience they have. All of that other stuff becomes almost obsolete. So you more than double your chances of any success if you just have a good relationship with them. And so I would say, that's the way I would go. But again, I'm biased because I am a psychologist as well. So, that might be just my attitude coming through with that. I do know that there are lots of life coaches out there and coaches who are sports psychologists, call themselves sports psychologists without being a psychologist, and they're very, very good. But I would just stick very much with what is the relationship like and do I feel comfortable with this
person? Do you think that there's any kind of conflict at all or a way in which a coach in a gym or in a sport works in tandem with a sports psychologist, or do you think that they kind of have nothing to do with each other and you can do both on your own without them ever working together?
I've done both. I've worked with a coach before, and I've also worked where it's just the individual. I would say there are pros and cons to both approaches. And really it's going to be an individual basis, which one is going to be more efficient for you.
Nice. Is there anything you want to add to people that I haven't asked any questions about or anything you think is important?
I think that one of the things I would add is just kind of looking at what they are because they're just so simple to think about. And I think that when you take for granted something like that, it's like taking for granted the fact that you know how to walk or run. If somebody were to say, I'm going to teach you how to walk and run, and you say, I can already do that, and you don't know that you actually walk kind of pigeon-toed and you're ruining your knees and your pelvis and everything else and giving yourself a whole lot of issues that are going to show up later in life, well, you're going to continue doing what you're doing, even though it's actually bad for you. And then if you actually listen to the person saying, I'm going to teach you how to walk, you'd be like, wow, this is actually something that's going to make a very, very big impact on my life as I go on. Well, I think that looking at mental skills, a lot of times it's the same thing. We take for granted the fact that our mental capacity is very, very efficient most of the time, and there are those little things that you can change. If you get out of the habit of making bad habits early on, well, you'll have a lot easier time fixing those bad habits down the road. And so the earlier you can get in to kind of work on some of these things and make sure you're not following a path that's going to lead to a harder battle later, then I think that that's going to make a very, very big difference. I think the other thing that I would kind of talk about is just the higher and higher level you get in whatever your performance is, the more and more your mental skills are going to be the make or break on whether or not you are getting to the level you want to get, being successful at the level you want to get to, and then kind of really enjoying yourself while you're there. I think sometimes people will get to the place they want to get to, and then they just have absolutely no fun. And, if they had maybe kind of trained themselves with the mental skills a little bit more, they would be on cloud nine, just in heaven with where they're at. And it's because they did get themselves there mentally that sometimes they lose that for themselves.
I always have Coach Snowden's voice in my head when he would make us do the 100 laps across the gym and you had to count for yourself. And he'd be like, you're only cheating yourself. Like you're not, if you lie to me, I don't care. You're only cheating yourself. And it's totally, I always have that in my head of like, oh, well, I'm kind of tired. I'll skip it today, whatever. It's like, I'm not going to be able to hide it on game day. Like, I'm not fooling anybody. I didn't do my training. Like, got to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's interesting. I still hear Chuck Jr. I still hear him yelling, gas away when we were running up Mount Sinaitis. So we were like, I mean, I was giving it all I got, and I was getting towards the top, and I was really getting tired, and I was so far ahead of everybody that no one would have seen if I stopped. No one would have known if I just walked up the last 20 feet. And as I'm running and as I'm pushing myself, I hear his voice coming up the path behind me. And I'm just like, oh, you know that he knows you've got to push yourself to the limit, man. And so it really is, you have these moments in your life where you can draw from those things and they can be very motivational. And I think, you know, you and I share that. And I think that when you can take those things, those are the things that you were asking about that can help push you through, you know? And it's not, I'm not teaching you that. It's something you already have within yourself. It's just learning how do I apply that for everything, for pain, for fear, for overcoming any obstacle. It's having that voice in my head telling me that I will not cheat myself. I will give myself everything I can to get through
I get a
this.
lot of people who ask me about motivation. They ask me, how do I stay motivated to work the way that I work? And my answer is kind of that I don't have to be motivated to go. Like, I will go whether I feel really great about it or not. But I think that really it's my motivation is knowing that I'm not going to get worse by doing, the training that I need to do that day. I may not feel good, I may feel bad. Being inspired is what they're really talking about when they're talking about motivation. I may not be inspired to go to the gym, but I'm motivated to go because I know it will make me better. I know that doing that work is not going to put me back. Whereas, just not feeling it that day, like, oh, well, I feel it today and I don't feel it tomorrow type of thing. It's like you have to put the work in, and without trying, you're going to be getting, the mental toughness of I made it through. I felt better than I thought I would. At Coach Snowden's summer camp, seeing Derek Zoller, who was like Derek Zoller because he was on your wrestling team at the time, seeing him throw up during like a running drill or something, and Chuck Jr. was just like, now we know, like he's all right. Now we know. He got stronger, man. It's embarrassing for a second, but it's great after that, right?
Yeah, and I also think you have those days that you really feel like, God, I'm not wanting to go. I'm not inspired to go, but I know I'm going to feel so guilty if I don't go. I'm just going to feel worse. And then you go and you have one of the most amazing training sessions ever, and you don't know where it came from. It just really just kind of came out. And I think that's another thing that I look at where I'm just like, basically, you're tossing the dice. You can feel awesome and get to the gym and have a horrible workout. You can feel like crap and get to the gym and have one of the best workouts you've ever had. And so I think it's just kind of like, well, I'm going to approach it. Either way, I'm going to go. And then I'm just going to see what happens. And sometimes I get lucky, sometimes I don't, but that's life.
But
It's
it's
just going to keep going
expectation
now.
too, right? Like there are days when you feel awesome and so you expect you're just gonna like kill it at the gym and then you don't and you kind of feel crappy. And then if you go and you kind of don't feel well and so you're kind of like loose, like you let it go because your expectations are low because you feel bad. And then you're just awesome because you're loose. You're like, well, I'm not gonna do well. And then you just do amazingly, It's because you're not putting the pressure on yourself to like, I feel strong today.
Exactly. And that is what I was talking about as far as setting a routine for yourself, knowing what works for you. So if I know when I go with expectations that all I have to do is get through the day, and my expectation, again, performance-based, all I have to do is accomplish these few things, that's what's going to make you love the session. It's going to make you feel so gratified by the end, and it's going to validate that you were there that day. And so I think that knowing that about yourself and how to manipulate that is going to build the routine you want to have for every single training session being similar
Do
to
you
that.
have any favorite motivational quotes or inspirational quotes or anything?
Wow. You think that I would have one or two, but I actually have quite a few, and none of them come to mind right now. Yeah, I think that, a lot of times I'll try and make it more personal, similar like you and I were talking about the Snowdens, Chuck and Chuck Jr. And when I look at motivational, quotes and things like that, almost all of them are awesome. But really taking one that it personalizes it to you, that's going to be the one that's going to be best. And I remember there was a poster in this guy's office. And it had a motivational quote. I think it was something like, nothing can stop you from reaching the top or something. And it was like a picture of a mountain. And I thought, yeah, okay, I can kind of see that. And I asked him about it. I said, you know, so what is it that you fear will stop you from reaching the top? And he was like, what are you talking about? And he didn't even know the poster was in his room. And I was like, so you have this motivational poster in your room and you don't even know what it says. Like, I mean, you know, come on. And so I think that sometimes we have these motivational quotes that sound really great, but if we can't attach meaning to them, they're not very, you know, worthwhile. And so I think it's funny, though, that you should ask me that and that I should come up with nothing. I think that's great.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to me. I'm going to email you and try to get some sources from you, and you can look up the author of that book that you mentioned, the Mindset. And again, talking to Dr. John Gassaway in Phoenix, Arizona, your website is advancedmindset.com. All right.
Correct.
And thank you for talking with me. And I know we look a lot alike. For those watching this, I'm the small corner. John's the main one. Thanks for all your help, and I'll talk to you soon. I'll have this up in a couple of days.